Thank you, Chair, for giving me the floor. And I'm Makoto Tanikura from Japan MLIT. And could you share our document on the screen, Secretariat? Thank you so much. And first of all, I'd like to express gratitude for the Chair, Vice Chair, and Secretariat, and all presentators, and all who attended the LCA workshop, which was held the day before yesterday. And I hope it was really a fruitful time for all, and it would further grow the momentum on LCA to achieve carbon neutrality, as the Vice Chair said previously. And moving back to this GRPE, the last GRPE session, which was held last January this year, Japan and Korea proposed that GRPE begin the activity to develop LCA methodology. And as a result, GRPE decided to help LCA workshop, which was held this week, with a lot of really valuable information, you know. And today, to move forward in this growing momentum for worldwide carbon neutrality, we Japan would like to propose the next step regarding LCA methodology for automobile. And the first, let me talk about the purpose and aim of LCA activity at GRPE on this slide. The information shown on this slide is from the presentation material by Japan and Korea, which was shown at the last GRP session in January. And as explained, the purpose of this LCA is to realize the assessment of the life cycle CO2 emissions towards carbon neutrality in the automobile sector. And to realize this purpose, we suggested to develop carbon footprint product category rules for automobiles, or in other words, the internationally harmonized guidelines of LCA methodology, which would enable contracting parties and industries to make and sophisticate policies, as well as to develop more environmentally friendly products. Next slide, please. Thank you. And then let me talk about the scope to be discussed. Japan believes that making internationally harmonized product category rule, which means how to calculate LCA for automobile, would be appropriate as a scope. And at the same time, we recognize that it would be difficult to include what is called data traceability system into the scope of GRPE, which means how to collect and organize data that are used for calculation. In addition, we believe that making internationally harmonized product category rule is necessary before starting the discussion on like the comparison of vehicle type based on LCA, or even developing kind of regulation regarding life cycle assessment. Thank you. Next slide, please. Thank you. And as Japan also shown in the presentation at the LCA workshop, we are now, Japan is now redeveloping LCA methodology for automobile. Japan would like to make a contribution on this internationally harmonized LCA methodology, utilizing our knowledge and resources that we gained and we are gaining through the previous and current activities. And also, Japan would like to reflect the outcome of the international discussion here in GRPE on the Japanese LCA guideline. Next slide, please. Thank you. And in conclusion, we believe that addressing climate change is a global urgent matter, and with a highly growing momentum to achieve carbon neutrality, considering CO2 emissions from the life cycle perspective is getting more and more important. And Japan believes that LCA methodology would facilitate and accelerate the activities of both governments and industries for carbon neutrality. And as a co-sponsored document, Japan and Korea also submitted the draft terms of reference for this LCA informal working group. And I understand that there may be some stakeholders which have not yet scrutinized it yet due to the short notice of our document. So we welcome any feedback for this TOR, not only at this session, but also later. And what I'd like to emphasize is that Japan's priority at this GRP session is this week is to have an agreement of establishing informal working group with kind of dropping off a square bracket from priority list. That's all from my side. Thank you.